If you've been in an airport recently, you've probably noticed that not all stores or even airline lounges have reopened. What's with that? From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Well, as usual, it's all about the money. Firstly, you should know how important retail outlets are to airports. While airports make most of their money by selling landing slots to airlines, they receive about 40% of their income from non-aviation sources, primarily from shops, restaurants, and other retail operations. But most airports don't charge tenants rent. They take a percentage of sales. So those closed-up shops and eateries aren't costing their owners much. But if they staff them and passenger traffic is light, they got to pay employees. It's too bad because so many airlines are not offering food, even in business class on international flights, that folks roaming around an airport might actually crave restaurant options. Nearly 969,000 people passed through TSA checkpoints on Friday before Labor Day weekend. That's the highest number since March, but it's still 44% less than last year. It's going to take more travelers to get all those shops open. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.